a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man and, after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, just for a couple of moments, we just have a quick little look, point out something in the first reading this morning. It's the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. And just for a moment, concentrate on the joy, absolute joy of Paul. Although he was in prison and locked up and suffering, yet he was full of joy. And he tried to convey that joy to the Christians in Philippi. And we think, most of us think, that you cannot be joyful if everything isn't perfect in your life, which is a fallacy. Maybe when things are not perfect, it's more reason to be joyful. So why was Paul so joyful in those circumstances? Because of his trust in the Lord and his faith in the Lord. Because when you have real faith in the Lord, you solemnly believe that God will never let you down and everything will work out okay. So maybe if you remember that, and isn't that particularly apt for these present times, when most of us are going through very difficult times, going through abnormal times, not doing the things we would normally be doing. Now, some people find that a lot more difficult than other people, and I think it's much, much, much more difficult on younger people than on, referring to myself, on older people like me, probably, even if everything was normal, I wouldn't be heading out at night to a nightclub or somewhere like that, or doing a lot of socializing. Be more happy to sit at home and read or watch a bit of television or something. So we got to be aware of where we are. But the thing, just like Paul says in the letter to the Philippians this morning, always be thankful, no matter what. It's lovely. I keep talking to you about that, but I wish you'd pray for the gift of gratitude every day. It's an absolutely beautiful gift, and you can see things in a totally different way. Even in the midst of pain and sorrow and difficulty, you can still, it seems hard to believe, but you can still be thankful and grateful to God, because in everything there is always a blessing. Always, believe me, always.